Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
Last Sunday, baby Doc DeVolier returned to Haiti after years of exile because of crimes that he had committed while he was ruler of Haiti. Not unsurprisingly, baby Doc was arrested shortly thereafter and is currently being held in Port-au-Prince, awaiting trial. What is surprising is the absence of a very popular leader of Haiti, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, who was most recently president until 2004 when he was ousted by DeVolier rebels. His history, like Haiti's, is both tragic and eventful. Aristide did not start his career as a politician, quite the contrary. He was originally ordained as a Salesian priest and was appointed curate of a small parish in Port-au-Prince. A follower of liberation theology, Aristide denounced Baby Doc's regime in one of his earliest sermons. He survived at least four assassination attempts during this period, the most widely publicized attempt and the bloodiest was the infamous St. John Bosco massacre. This occurred on September 11, 1988, when over 100 armed Teuton Mokuts, that is, followers of DeVolier, wearing red armbands, forced their way into Aristide's church as he began Sunday morning services. As army troops and police stood by, the men fired machine guns at the congregation and attacked fleeing parishioners with machetes. He was ordered by the church to leave Haiti shortly after this, but according to Harvard Dr. Paul Farmer, quote, tens of thousands of Haitians protested, blocking his access to the airport so that he was not able to leave. A statement prepared in Rome called the priest's political activities, quote, an incitement to hatred and violence, out of line with his role as a clergyman. Aristide appealed the decision, saying, quote, the crime of which I stand accused is the crime of preaching food for all men and women. My role is to preach and to organize. In 1990, Haiti's little priest was elected president with over 67% of the vote. He was to be Haiti's first democratically elected president ever. Tune in for our next Hidden History when Aristide is overthrown by a bloody military coup, most likely with U.S. backing. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.